This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news at the headlines first. CPN Maoist Center entrusts right to take final decision on presidential candidate to party chairman and Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on retaining human resources utilizing their knowledge and skills within the country. Galpolo Shar being celebrated by Sherpa community across the country today with gaiety and fervor. And at least three people die after new quakes hit Turkey. Now the news in detail. The office bearers meeting of the CPN Maoist Center has entrusted the right to take the final decision on presidential candidate to party chairman and Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Party spokesperson Krishna Bahadur Maharaj said the meeting held at the party central office in Paris Tanda yesterday stressed the need for forging a national consensus in picking up a common candidate for presidential election. Party spokesperson Mahara added that the CPN Maoist Center emphasized on a national consensus for safeguarding that the Republic and the Constitution and concluding the peace process. He stated that the official view of the party on the presidential candidate would be made public by the 24th of February, and for this the party would hold talks with various political parties. The CPN Maoist Center has been seeking national consensus on president. The election for the president is scheduled to take place on the 9th of March. Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says all the forces were together during the signing of the 12-point comprehensive peace accord and the promulgation of the constitution should stand together once again. Addressing the 6th plenary of the CPN Maoist Center Gandaki Province Committee in Kaski yesterday, the Prime Minister also expected political consensus in regard with the elections of the President and Vice President. He called on the major political parties to start a next round of political journey through consensus. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on retaining human resources, utilizing their knowledge and skills within the country. Addressing the 18th convocation ceremony of Pokhara University at the university's central office in Pokhara yesterday, the Prime Minister said the education sector had a crucial role to play for achieving the government's goal of social justice, good governance and prosperity. The government was making the final preparations for bringing the Federal Education Act for implementing the right to free education enshrined in the Constitution. The Prime Minister hoped that the challenges and problems of the education sector would be addressed through the Federal Education Act. Galpo Loshar, the cultural festival of the Sherpa community, is being marked by organizing various programs across the country today. The festival is observed as the new year by the Sherpa community. The festival is marked in 22 districts in the country. The festival is celebrated with gaiety and fervor from the Shukla Pratipada to Purnima. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed her confidence that festival like Galpo Loshar will further increase mutual goodwill, tolerance and fraternity among Nepali people and subsequently further strengthening national unity. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of Galpo Loshar 2079 Bikram Sambat today, President Bhandari wished that the festival would inspire all Nepali to be united towards building a socially, culturally and economically rich country. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the current government is committed to protecting national freedom while strengthening internal unity. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of Galpolo Saturday, the Prime Minister extended his best wishes for happiness, peace and prosperity to the Nepali people, including the Sherpa community, living at home and abroad on the occasion, and appealed to all to protect and promote the identity and rights of all classes, caste, region, gender and communities. An office of the election officer has been set up on the premises of the new Banishwar Best International Convention Centre for the elections of the President and Vice President. The election of the President has been scheduled to take place on the 9th of March and of the Vice President on the 17th of March. Inaugurating the office amidst a programme yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said the Election Commission would provide a final name list of voters to the office and it would be published on coming February 22nd as per the schedule. High Court Patterns Judge Mahesh Sharma Powdel has been designated as the election officer for the election. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda received a delegation from German South Asian Parliamentary Friendship Group led by leader Renate Knast yesterday. The Office of the Prime Minister via its Twitter handle stated that the Prime Minister and the delegation discussed various matters of the bilateral cooperation to further strengthening Nepal-German relations. House Speaker Devraj Khimire says the Constitutional Commission's business and the annual report should be discussed in the Parliament to make them accountable and effective. Addressing an anniversary function of the National Inclusive Commission in Lalitpur yesterday, Speaker Khimire said the significant works carried out by the commissions, despite their limited resources, were not discussed anywhere. The House of Representatives Speaker also stressed on reviewing the implementation status of recommendations made by the Commission to the government and their results. Nepal has received a new installment of booster vaccines against COVID-19. Dr. Surendra Chaurasia, Chief of the Logistic Management Section under the Department of Health Services, said Nepal received additional 345,000 doses of vaccines from the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization under the COVAX yesterday. Dr. Chaurasia further said the remaining doses will arrive on February 23rd and 27th. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Kirati has sought contributions from all the promotion and development of the tourism sector. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Kirati laid emphasis on tourism development along with the promotion of cultures. On the occasion, Minister Kirati shared that the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation would unveil a new strategy for the tourism promotion. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Rescuers are once again searching for people trapped on the rubble in Turkey after two new earthquakes hit the country, killing at least three people. Tremors of 6.4 and 5.8 magnitude struck in the southeast near the border with Syria, where massive quakes devastated both countries on 6th of February. The earlier quakes killed 44,000 people in Turkey and Syria, with tens of thousands more left homeless. Buildings weakened by those tremors collapsed in both countries on Monday. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Agency says the 6.4 tremor occurred at 24 local time, followed by the 5.8 quake 3 minutes later. The three deaths occurred in Antakya, and Samandag. Interior Minister Suleyman Soylu said, urging people not to enter potentially dangerous buildings. Soylu said 213 people had also been injured. U.S. President Joe Biden has said that the U.S. will back Ukraine in its fight against Russia for as long as it takes. The U.S. president said this as he made an unannounced and symbolic visit to the capital, Kyiv. Biden's first trip to Ukraine as president came days before the first anniversary of Russia's invasion. According to BBC, he met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and they both visited a memorial to soldiers who have died in the 9 years since Russia annexed Crimea. The New York Times reported that he took a 10-hour train journey from Poland to reach Kyiv. He left Ukraine on Monday to travel to Poland. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. CPN Marist Center entrusts right to take final decision on presidential candidate to party chair and Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on retaining human resources, utilizing the knowledge and skills within the country. Galpul Ushar being celebrated by Sherpa community across the country today with gaiety and fervor, and at least three people die after new quakes hit Turkey. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.